Our next item is old business. We have five items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1915, Michael Van Drunen.
Mr. Chairman, this was a motion that was before us, and I know we had a CD that was circulated that was, well, DVD that was circulated to us that was part of the exhibit by one of the opponents, and I've had a chance to review that, and I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for Michael Van Drunen for conditional use number 1915 for a manufactured home installation business and related equipment storage based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant and his son started this business almost 30 years ago as a mobile home installation business. It has operated from the applicant's property as well as his father's property throughout this time, and it has evolved over the years. Two, the location of this business is appropriate since it will be essentially located, it will be centrally located to serve municipalities, developments, and business customers desiring the type of services offered. Three, 16 property owners in close proximity to the property have signed a petition in favor of the application, and several parties spoke in favor of the application during a public hearing. Four, with the proposed conditions, the use will be as secure and unobtrusive as possible and will not have an adverse effect on neighboring properties or the community. Five, most of the applicant's business activity occurs off-site, so there will not be a great deal of noise or other activities occurring on the site. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the applicant shall install a solid wood or vinyl covered barrier fence at least 6 feet in height to screen the property and the use from neighboring properties and roadways. There shall not be any dirt piles, dumpsters, equipment, debris, etc. outside of the fenced-in area. B, any dumpsters on the site shall be covered at all times to prevent the scattering of construction waste or other trash and debris onto the site or neighboring properties. C, as stated by the applicant, landscaping must be installed along the perimeter of the driveway, parking, and storage areas to improve the property's appearance and to have it blend in with nearby residential properties. A landscaping plan showing these areas shall be supplied at the same time as the final site plan. D, any security lights shall be downward screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. F, the location of all parking, storage areas, fences, and dumpsters shall be shown on the final site plan. G, no mobile home or manufactured homes shall be stored or located on the site at any time without a valid placement permit from Sussex County. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1915, Michael Van Drunen, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain from voting. I did attend the public hearing, but I did not get a time to look at the DVD, so I'm abstaining.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang, if you would, let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Ross abstaining. Our next